Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Anonymous. They say, I am about to file for divorce. I own the home in my own name. I want to put it in my son's name before I file my action. My son is 14. Can I transfer the property into his name? My answer is that a transfer of an asset in anticipation of litigation can be undone. A divorce is a legal action, and transferring property to anyone during this time can be challenged. Moreover, transferring the home to your son, who is underage, will not be effective either. You would need to put the property in a trust on his behalf, but not until after the litigation has been completed. I hope that helps. The next question is from Charles in Lowell. He has a probate question. Charles asks, how would I calculate the assets when probating real estate? So, Charles, identification and valuation of the decedent's assets are two of the main responsibilities involved in probating an estate. This consists of any assets that belong to the decedent, such as real estate, bank accounts, investments, personal property, and other assets. It is necessary to create and submit an inventory and evaluation of the assets to the court. Many disputes in probate concern real estate, and so proper valuation of real property is important. Real estate mortgage issues also arise when a home is involved in a probate action. The final question today is from Ray in Mount Clemens. He says, I bought a property in Mount Clemens, Michigan, and the seller intentionally left behind garbage and some personal belongings. I spoke with the seller to come pick up his items, and he didn't respond. I told him that he had a week to get his stuff out of my house, and he never showed up. What can be done next? Can I get rid of these items? Well, Ray, generally, most purchase agreements call for the seller to leave their property broom swept. If you made several attempts to contact the seller either directly or through their real estate sales agent, you shouldn't have to do any more for them. If it were me, I would give them 30 days to pick up their items, hold on to it for 30 days, and then dispose of it. Failing to leave the property broom swept is a violation of the agreement. Thanks for listening to today's Question and Answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.